From the Simply Since Candle Company studios at simplysincebyshan.com, here's what's coming up right now on the We Game podcast.
An all-out alignment.
I am from Faraday, Louisiana. It's a small town.
Girl, shut the hell up. That is crazy.
Find out how audio and Dr. Herbin's lives unknowingly intersect.
It's time to grow, align, manifest, and evolve. Are you ready to game? This is the We Game Podcast.
First of all, thank you for accepting the offer. I follow you on LinkedIn, and you're always posting something inspirational to me. Very positive energy. I love to see positive people. I feel like the journey has changed over the years in terms of where positivity can come from. I mean, some people use the word allies, and you, inclusion, that word inclusion, that's the one that struck a chord with me when I read your post. I always think about inclusion, because sometimes me being a black man who is not, who don't fall under a certain status quo or stereotype, sometimes I don't feel included. I feel like I need to speak for myself to take my voice because I'm not included. Even though everyone's fighting for inclusion, I feel like sometimes that we've been left out to a degree. You have to teach me how to do that too, that background. Yes.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, I'm new to the...
You want me to tell you now, or you want me to tell you later?
You can tell me later, but that looked real good. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, her background fly. It matched her outfit. She got on yellow. That's my favorite color. All right. Yes. So where you from?
I am from Faraday, Louisiana. It's a small town.
Girl, shut the hell up. That is crazy. Where you from? My family is... My aunt is Doretha Cook.
Who?
Doretha Cook. Do you know?
That it was my English teacher.
I know she was your English teacher. That's my aunt. Candace Cook is my cousin. I just talked to Kamonica today because I'm going to Faraday. I was just in Faraday. That's where my family is from. That the Shepherds.
What's the connection, though? Is your mom Miss Cook? You look like Candace, too. Is your mom Miss Cook's sister?
My grandmother is Miss Cook's sister, but my mom had me at 15, and she's the oldest of her cousins. And so I grew up with her first cousins like they're my first cousins. So, you know, I grew up with my mom's brothers and sisters like they're my brothers and sisters. But them, so, yeah, girl, I'm about to throw this computer. I done caught the ghost. I done had to get up and run around. I ain't even planning on being like this, but since I know where you're from, I had to get up.
Oh, my God.
That is crazy.
This is real crazy.
Let me tell you something. I'm all about the energy, right? See? They don't know. They don't know. And all of this is going to be good because I cannot wait to just... share this. It happened so organically. I am so shocked. So yeah, you know, Miss Cook is my aunt, and you know, Miss Shepherd, you know, Tracy Skipper.
Yep.
Yeah, those are all my cousins. So you know how big my family is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we cousins? Look, are we cousins?
Look, you know everybody cousins. My grandma told me everybody was my cousin, so I wouldn't have no boyfriend. So I ain't know who to even talk to. I was scared to look at me.
That's how they teach us. You know, they tell you to ask people where they from to make sure that they're not your cousins because, wow, I am too. I can't even get back on task right now because I didn't see that one coming a mile away. You didn't see it coming either.
And it's funny because I wasn't going to say Faraday. I was going to say, oh, I'm from Louisiana, a small town, blah, 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 blah.
But I still would have said, but first of all, you know, my cousin was the mayor, so I always talk about Bobby, you know, and I always talk about my Aunt Doretha because she's a wonderful English teacher. A wonderful teacher.
Person in general.
Yeah, yeah, she's so sweet. She is the most, if the word I love to use on my podcast is maturation. She always talk about maturing and growing up and being in control of you and your actions regardless to what everybody else is doing. And my Uncle Henderson, my birthday is, his birthday is Monday, next Monday on the 21st. Mine's is Saturday.
Really? Mine is on the 18th.
Oh my goodness! Look at that. I can't. Girl, now I thought I was about to have me a podcast with some, I thought we were about to talk about this and turn into a family reunion.
See there?
People from Faraday, they don't know about it.
They don't know. They do not know.
This is too... My boyfriend's sitting here. He is in awe because I dated a white guy. First time ever. And so it's been new experiences for both of us because he's dated white black guys before. And his daughter actually dates a black guy. He has a 23-year-old daughter. But he hadn't dated no one from Faraday, nobody like us. So, yeah. Carrie just got married. You know Carrie?
Which one?
Carrie Washington. He got married to Jessica.
Yeah.
And so, he went to the wedding, and Carrie put all of his first cousins, all of my cousins in the wedding. So, like 24, 25 groomsmen. And so John was like, "Well, I'm like, those are all my cousins." And then, I'm like, "We're not far removed." So everybody like, "What's up? Hey, Black. Hey, Kier. Hey." And look, I say, "We're not even all here. That is amazing. That made my day. I was actually having a rough day. Let me just tell you, I went to chemotherapy today. And anytime my numbers are different from they were, I mean, if they just slightly off, I get a little discouraged because it reminds me that I'm still dealing with it. Whenever they go backwards, I get a little frustrated. Plus, I work overnight doing security because right now I'm all about manifesting what I'm here to do, which is this podcast. And that's we game. We grow, we align, we manifest, and we evolve. And we align, and we manifesting, and we evolving. And like I said, I watch you on LinkedIn, and I read your posts, and I see how positive you are. And I told him, I said, she inspired me. So I'm just going to, I just reached out. The Spirit told me to reach out to Sherelda Herbin. And I kept saying the name. I said, Sherelda Herbin. I got to say this name. And I told him, I said, it's a country name. That's exactly what I said. I said, I got to make sure I say this name right because I don't have time. I'm not going to get on here and not say it. So Dr. Sherelda Herbin. Come on, Faraday. Come on, education. Y'all, come through. What class?
Oh, my goodness, 94.
A year before. No, you graduated with Kamonica.
No, Kamonica graduated in 91.
Oh, she that old?
Or 90. Yeah, she's 91, I believe. 91 and 92. I think she's 91.
You probably right. So you're a little bit, you in between them two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that
Candace
is.
Candace is after me. Monica is before me.
Uh huh. Because Candace and I are like a year apart.
Yeah. Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. So happy early birthday. So
thank you.
How'd you get? Tell me the story. Let's talk. So I don't even know where to start no more. I'm drinking coffee. I need a drink.
You are too much. Well, first of all, I will say, I don't know if you can see this.
I can see it.
I did.
Let me do it.
I did write a book.
Come on, let me. It's kind of blocking your. Hold it in front of your face. It don't pick it up. Your back's brown.
Okay, I know what I need.
But I see Dr. Sherelda Herbin.
Yeah, this is my story. I'm going to put a blur on the back. Okay. So this is. Still on it.
That's all right. Tell me the name. From At Risk. To At the Top by Dr. Sherelda L. Herbin.
Yep, the journey of discovering strategies to overcome obstacles. So I wrote this book back in 2019. It's my first book. I'm working on a few others. I plan to pop some more out here fairly soon. I love to write. And that book was therapy for me, talking about my life. But I'll kind of start at the beginning. You already know where it started. I was raised by my grandmother. My mom was a drug addict. My dad introduced her to drugs when I think she was about 16 or 17. He was like 35. And not sure if you grew up in Faraday or you know anyone other than the Cook family in Faraday. But
I know. So we visit during the summer and I stay present. You probably know Dedrick. You probably know my cook. Yeah. We come for Ray. You know, we from Houston, but we are frequent in Faraday. Yeah. That's home.
Yeah. So part of my family bloodline is the Sheely family, and they were pretty prominent in Faraday.
Okay.
The Trina England, Jazz Sheely, Nathan England.
Okay. Yeah. Folks. Yeah. I think I know Trina. She sounds familiar. Yeah. She sounds like I know that name for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She. We have a family full of preachers and singers. That's what it is.
So, okay. All right.
But yeah. Born and raised in Faraday, grew up there. My grandmother passed away when I was 16, so I was a junior in high school. And so I stayed with several different families between 11th and 12th grade. And I've spent the night over at Ms. Cook House a few times because they would have that open field, and they would have tent revivals. And I snuck off one night and said, I'm going over to Ms. Cook House because I'm tired. And my grandma left me over there. Miss Cook said, Sorelda, you've got to get up. It's school time. I said, what you mean, Miss Cook? I ain't even supposed to be. I snuck away and she left me. I knew I was going to get it when I got back home.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, it was, our families are just that close. And but anyway, graduated with honors, of course, got full scholarships. I had already been pipelined to go to Grambling because my band director in Faraday, Mr. Dangerfield, of course, he's passed away now.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like a dad to me. And so we started going to high school band camp to Grambling, and I was a drum major. I used to sing. I was homecoming queen, all of that stuff year. But I was pipelined. My family, right. My sisters above me were already there. And went to Grambling, was in the band, sang on NBC at Bayou Classic. And so I did that. I got an ROTC scholarship to join the Army. They paid for my college. And so in 1999, I graduated and I was commissioned as a lieutenant in the Army. And so from 99 up until 2016, I retired in 2016 from the Army as a major, as an officer. And then that was at the Pentagon. My last job was at the Pentagon. And so I parlayed out of uniform into a civilian government job in the Pentagon. And so life has just been kind of moving on since then. Of course, there are holes to plug in, and I'm sure we'll get to that.
I'm being honest. I've been talking about this interview all day. I've been telling everybody. I'm like, and one of my friends, I'm like, listen, I'm practicing. She is the director of, I said adversity, but it's not. It's, I'm going to start with inclusion.
Diversity.
Accessibility. And
DEIA.
DEIA. There we go. But that's okay, because by the time they listen to this podcast three times, they're going to know all about it. They're going to say, they're going to say this was planned. But I want to just take a minute out to talk to everybody listening that listen to the podcast and just show you how the universe, God, wherever. Again, I'm never here to argue about beliefs. I'm here to say that we have a common thing where we all choose to believe in something higher and acknowledge that. And that's the common ground that we gain meets everyone on. I'm inclusive to meet you where you are. You don't have to believe in what I believe in. But if you believe in something, if you have faith, I want you to know how it worked. I stepped out on faith and I reached out to Dr. Herbin. Just from us liking a few posts here and there, and I felt a warm spirit. And look at how amazing the universe aligned me with what I'm facilitating. Because what I'm facilitating is a place. This is a spiritual place for us to talk about business and how our spirit and business is all connected. Because your character, your integrity, and everything. Your determination and your story adds texture to what it is you're doing and why you're doing it. And so when I said inclusion for me. I had to create a platform so that I could share my story. I went to school at LSU. I didn't finish. I went to school at LSU on full football scholarship. I'm from Houston, Texas. Graduated from Jones High School. Overcame some obstacles to get the full scholarship. Left LSU, went to Texas Southern, ACC. I've been a licensed chef. I did hair for 14 years and had my own salon for 14 years, natural hair, a master loctician. This is my third podcast. I've acted and sung and plays throughout Houston at the Ensemble Theater. I sing a little bit. I'm going to be in New Orleans on the 20th performing at the St. Peter and Paul Hotel with one of my friends from Houston. I wrote a hymn and she asked me, could she perform it? And then in the same breath as I was singing it for her and the person that she's singing it with, they said, well, we want him to sing the low parts. He can come do the harmonies. And it's my birthday on the 19th. So we're going to leave Houston that morning and be in New Orleans. And I'm going, and I haven't performed in a setting like this in a very long time, because I lost a lung to tuberculosis years ago. And it kind of, I didn't take care of my voice. It kind of intimidated me a little bit. And so, yeah, I sing, though. I have a story. So I'm a singing bird. I'm a talking away for sure.
This is my story. This is my song.
Yes.
Praising my Savior all day long.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that is not what you put me on the podcast for. Let's do what we're supposed to be
doing. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing. That's the thing about the podcast. See, there's no agenda here. All we doing is we flowing and going. We making it happen. And I'm excited about this episode, because I know for sure this is going to be one that we're going to be able to share. And they're going to be like, how they know each other? How they know each other? It's a small
word. That's my cousin.
Faraday is so small, but so much greatness come out of Faraday. And I brag about Faraday all the time, because that's where, you know, I feel like that's where I learned, that's where a lot of my family, that's where my family was rooted. And that's right where the slaves were dropped off at. That's the Delta. That's where it happened. And that's where the NAACP, I tell people, I say my Aunt Ethel was a part of when that all started. And, you know, it's things that people don't know about Faraday, but it's F-Town, Funky Town, you know, it's a lot.
Funky Town.
Yeah, I'm actually, so Kamonica hit me up. They have a spring dance coming up. And my little cousin, she hit me up. She said, I need some fashion tips. And so she asked me to find an outfit for my little cousin and help him with his dress. And so she don't know, but I was looking at the calendar. I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to drive up. I'm going to drive up there with the outfit and just be there to make sure that it turned out exactly how I need to turn out. And so she hit me up this morning while I was doing, I have to actually call her when we get done with this. I'm calling her to talk about that. So that's good. So
she gonna flip out.
So in your book, the title again, could you repeat it for me one more time?
The name of the book is From At Risk to At the Top, The Journey of Discovering Strategies to Overcome Obstacles.
Okay. Yes. I need to read that book.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you my address.
Yep. And it's a two-part book. The two-part book, the first part is talking about it's all about you. And then the second part is it's all up to you. So it talks about how we were not born as people that are at risk. We were created. Some of the circumstances that we've had, they weren't any fault of our own. It wasn't my fault that I wasn't raised by my parents, but it is going to be my fault when I become old enough to adjust and adapt to where I am. So I can't keep blaming folks. So, yeah.
That's
chapter one.
Could you do me a favor? Could you pull up my post from today on Facebook? I want to read what I posted this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. And the song that I listened to, I just told John, I said, you know, I was listening to gospel music today. All day I was listening to, and the song that I chose to listen to was the L.A. Mass Choir, That's When You Bless Me. My life was torn beyond a Prepared.
Yeah. Unprepared.
Yes.
Feel so alone.
Yeah.
Hey.
Feel no one was there. Yeah. So I was listening to that this morning, and I'm a little stuffed up, but I listened to it about 60 times for whatever reason. Mm. And I ended up posting on Facebook. I didn't put it on LinkedIn, but I posted on Facebook a post, and I want to read it to you because exactly what you just said about that choice. You know, there are unfortunate truths in our lives. There's things that we can do absolutely nothing about. But at a certain point, at a certain point of maturation, a certain point of acknowledgement and acceptance, you have a choice in which direction you want to go and what you want to do about it. And so you having a hard time finding it?
I'm on Facebook on my phone.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so, you know, I just, it's really powerful, that book, the two-part book, because it is all about you. That's your story. That's something you inherit. But you manifest. That's up to you. So you can,
yes.
you can let it, your story define you, or you can give life a new meaning.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's good. So what? So what exactly do you do in your role as the director of what's the acronyms? I'm gonna get with it.
DEIA.
I'm gonna remember it for real. Today is I worked overnight. I went to chemo this morning. I haven't slept much, but I wanted to do this, and so I'm determined. Like you said, it's up to me. You know, and so I'm on a mission to get it done.
Okay.
And I won't stop. And it won't be done until I'm done, and I'm not done yet. So.
You ain't done. Don't stop till you're satisfied. Yeah, that's what I tell people.
That's really good. So where can we find your book? Where is it available?
Amazon. Actually, I have it on Amazon, and I can, if you want an autographed copy, I can send one from here. But you can get it on Kindle, and you can also get it as a hard copy. So yeah, it's okay. Out on Amazon.
That's good. And so what made, I'm a writer too, and I'm actually in the process of writing a book, and the name of my book, is The Drowning Flower. And don't worry about it. I'll get to it. The name of my book is The Drowning Flower, and it was inspired by the title comes from, at one point in my life, I felt like we all like flowers that are drowning in a need for something that we provide, which is love. And so it's that self-love. Mm-hmm. You're drowning in a need for something that you have. You know, the need is inside of you. You have everything that you have is inside of you. You were not sent here incomplete. Like you said, we were created. And so you were created whole. You just have to remember that it's all in you. And you have to put those pieces. You got to hold them together and stand tall and be whole. And so that's what my book is about. And I aspire to be an author such as you and to do some of the great things that you're doing today for many people with inclusion. Because I think it's so much separation right now. So much.
That's true. That is so true. And I think people underestimate. That's one of the things that I do in my job. As the director of diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility, is just tell people, hey, it's all about communication. And I'm not saying that to be cliche, but I think sometimes we get so busy with life, we don't stop long enough to actually assess who people really are. We assess them by what they look like. We assess them by how they orient themselves. We assess them by who they love. We assess them by what they've done or what they have not done. When in all actuality, everything that you see could be a representation of everything that's not inside of them. For example, I go into an organization, and this organization tells me right off, there are not a lot of minorities here, and we'll tell you, we're really white and we're really old. And I said, well, I'll tell you, I'm really black and I'm really female. And they say, well, hey. Now we got all that out of the way.
Yeah, now
let's have a real conversation.
Right. And you know, I saw on one of your posts where you applied for the program and got denied, and now you running the program.
Absolutely. And what that was, what that was, Chris, is when I was in the military, I got out of the military early. So my retirement was actually 17 and a half years. Now, the way the military works is you can remain in the military at an 18-year mark. And if you get to 18 years, you can get a 20-year retirement automatically because okay. you stayed at least 18. Kind of means you're vested. But I only had 17 and a half. And so I actually got removed from the military at 17 and a half years, thinking that I was actually going to go to lieutenant colonel level, but I did not. And I prayed to God. I said, whatever you want me to do, let me go do it. I would love and desire to retire as lieutenant colonel and move on to something else. But that was 2016, Chris, when I retired. In 2013, God told me to go back to school. I said, I don't want to go back to school. I got a master's in business administration. I always wanted one. And I thought I was everything since sliced bread when I got an MBA. But simply because it matched who I am. I like order. I like structure. I like helping people. And you need all of that in order to continually sustain something to help people, like you're doing today with the Game Podcast. There's a form of structure to this. Even though we're talking openly, you still have structure to when you want to record, when you want to reach out, how you reach out. It may not be a formalized structure, but there's a structure and an order to that.
And I'm growing, too, and I'm learning. Sure. I'm learning with each interview, because so many people bring so much value in their experience, with sharing the experience of how they got to where they are, or even knowing where they're going. And so I just want to piggyback. So I put up this post. So this morning, 11 hours ago, so about 3:30 in the morning.
We game.
Don't go anywhere. Part two of the conversation with Audio and Dr. Herbin is coming up.
We game.